Acts 17:22 says, "Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, 'Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious.'" Every time the 13th day of the month lands on a Friday, there are some people who just about lose their minds. Others are just spooked and spend the day on guard, expecting bad things to happen. And even though bad things happen somewhere in the world every single day, they will believe that the bad things that happen on that particular day only happened because it was a Friday and the calendar date was the number 13. That was the mentality of those Paul addressed when he said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious." Superstitious people are not Bible-focused and are driven by the flesh and not by God's Spirit. These people in Athens were polytheistic, which included worship of innumerable deified men called gods, as well as animals and nature, with emphasis on the sun, moon, and stars. In their superstition, man has developed the pantheistic idea that the universe and everything in it is sort of a god of forces, a sort of energy that is in all and through all and connects everything, and this energy we all share in is their concept of God. An impersonal thing that can be manipulated by prayers, chants, sacrifices, and other acts of dedication, which usually include sexual debauchery and other wickedness. In other words, superstitious man just makes things up and attributes divinity and power to those things. And while its basis is ignorance and nonsense, there are devils who will occupy the place of the idol and receive such worship. And therein lies the dangers of superstition. In the verse prior to our text, Luke provided this background information about these superstitious people in Athens. Acts 17:21 says in parentheses, "For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing." People who are not Bible-focused and Spirit-filled are fickle. They're unsettled and unstable. That describes our modern-day culture. Everything's got to be new. Every news story, no matter how benign or old, is trumpeted as breaking news, even if it's not breaking news. If it's new, it's got your attention. But the real bottom line is that people are driven by the flesh and need some exciting experience. Superstition gives them a chill and thrill, and they don't find it elsewhere. I knew a lady who would always use a vacation day on Friday the 13th. She'd stay home and not even answer her door. She'd screen her calls, expecting them to announce disasters and other bad news. But strangely enough, she would watch scary movies all day long. So it seemed to me that she just got a big kick out of being scared every Friday the 13th, completely of the flesh. It's amazing that nearly every superstitious person I've ever met is either unsaved and completely separated from God in their own minds and hearts, or they profess to be a Christian but are shallow and void of any depth of understanding of God in any biblical sense. And that's what Paul observed about these superstitious people in Athens when he says to them in Acts 17:23, "For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you.'" The simple cure for superstition is to know the one true God revealed to us in the Holy Bible. God came to earth as the man Christ Jesus. Once you come to faith in him as Lord and Savior, who shed his own blood and died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead after 3 days, winning the victory over sin and death, you will be set free from the satanic lies and bondage of man-made superstition. From that point on, you will have the Word of God to provide answers. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You can pray and know that you are heard by God, and that living, authentic relationship that you have with your Heavenly Father by faith in His Son will be empowered by His Spirit, and you can set aside all of these superstitions as you grow and mature in your faith in the power of God's Word. Set aside the superstitions and pick up the Word of God.